AEY today.
Her resume on the internet. Do you really think that she's looking for a job or somehow that just became available on LinkedIn and they didn't realize that it was going to be made pretty public? Rick has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane. How often do we talk about the weather on this show? A ton. And we're talking about something that is churning and burning in the Pacific off the west coast of Mexico. The good news is, like I said, is it's still a pretty powerful storm. It's supposed to weaken as it gets closer to landfall because where is it going to go? California. Southern Baja, California could go a little bit further up into Mexico. Not really sure where it's going to turn at this point because it's just in that area where it could go further up into California or go push back more into Mexico. It's always interesting to me, however, to track these hurricanes. And also this whole balloon boy deal. Could the balloon that looked like a big Jiffy Pop popcorn or alien spacecraft manage to have launched with the boy inside? Is it all just a hoax? Who's going to pay the price for this publicity stunt? I thought it was a publicity stunt almost all the way through. When I first started to see it on the various cable networks, it just seemed odd. And they kept analyzing it like this kid was in it. And the first thing I said to myself, and of course he could have been there, is it seemed like it was tilting too much that even if he was really small, that there couldn't be any kind of a person on there because of the way the thing was moving. And it seemed odd, and especially knowing more about any family seeking publicity wouldn't be beyond the realm of what these people were all about in Colorado. So anyway, we'll have more conversation on that coming up down the road here on America Tonight. Plus another Cry Me a River. You're going to love this one. Whiners, 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 they continue. And that whole sweat box thing that happened in Arizona, wow, would you pay $10,000 to get clear, to feel spiritually alive? See, there's a thing about when you're really rich and you have too much money that you do things like this. Now, I'm not downing people being aware and being open to things and, hey, whatever gets you through the night. But you had people going to these sweat boxes, like this sauna-like thing, that now three people have died from. They paid $10,000 to go to Sedona, Arizona for this, right? And there were like 65 people, ages 30 to 60. It was called the Spiritual Warrior. That was the program. And the guy who held it is actually very, very famous. Ever hear of a book called The Secret? His name is James Arthur Ray, and he is a self-help expert, guru, whatever you want to call it. So it was sort of this little small dome-like thing covered with tarps and blankets. You're in the desert. The rocks and the water create the steam, and now you have three people, because they spent 2 hours in the sweat box, three people dead as a result and a ton of other people that got sick as a result of that. And he's known for programs that claim to teach you how to create wealth from all aspects of your life, mentally, physically, spiritually, all that sort of stuff. He's been on a ton of shows. He's been on Larry King and, like I said, The Secret Book, and he's certainly spoke all over the world, no less, so he was sought after. But 10 grand, my oh my, and then all these people now, three of them dead and other people that were injured. So we'll also jump to that, too. But right here from the get-go, something that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, Afghanistan, Afghanistan, Afghanistan. Now the decision, like we were mentioning in our last show, as to whether or not to add 40,000 more troops, like General McChrystal would like to see happen, as he says is necessary to win this thing, is not going to happen anytime soon because that election has become such a mess. Pretty much it's inevitable that there's going to be a runoff, and Hamid Karzai might not be the president. And guess what? He is the guy that the U.S., of course, is backing. And with the United States spending the money to make sure that the elections were smooth, this is tricky territory. Right now, the administration has, like I said, a definite excuse because they're backing off, not knowing what the government's going to shape up to be. So there is no timetable now. We're talking about, you know, we're in the third, really, the 19th, 20th, this whole week, and then we're in the last week of October, so we're not going to have any decision in October, probably not through November, probably not through the end of the year, the way things are looking. So there was a heavy warning issued. A lot of people have thoughts on this, of course, on the Hill, and they freely throw in their two cents. But Senator John Kerry warned Obama about sending more troops in this kind of a situation. Here's what he said.
Look, obviously, if you exhibit weakness or indecision, or if the United States were to suddenly pull out of here, it would be disastrous in terms of the message that it sends. Nobody's talking about that. That's not what's on the table here. What we're trying to figure out, so that we don't repeat mistakes of the past, is not just committing people in putting them in harm's way and endlessly asking our military to deploy and go out and fight, if we aren't certain that we're giving them a mission that, in fact, is achievable and that the American people will, in fact, stay committed to it. That's part of what has to be tested here. A lot of us have tough memories of what happens when the country loses that will. I want to understand this as well as I can. I think the president, look, it would be entirely irresponsible for the president of the United States to commit more troops to this country when we don't even have an election finished and know who the president is and what kind of government we're working it with. And when our own, you know, commanding general tells us that a critical component of achieving our capacity, of our mission here, is in fact good governance, and we're living with a government that we know has to change and provide it, how could the president responsibly say, oh, they asked for more? Sure, here they are. And we know that the two critical stools of counterinsurgency aren't going to stand. That would be irresponsible for a president of the United States. And no commander-in-chief should be, cornered into making a decision that isn't based on a responsible assessment about what is possible and what the American people are prepared to commit to. I think this is being approached in an entirely responsible way. General McChrystal told me that even if the commander-in-chief made the decision tomorrow to put those troops in here, many of them wouldn't even begin to start to flow here until next year, because that's the way it works. So this is not a situation where someone here is being deprived today or tomorrow or the next day. This is a situation where I think people here are being protected by a smart way of making policy.
All right, so Kerry says it's a smart way to make policy. The one thing he did bring up is, see, I don't necessarily think that because, first of all, the election shouldn't have been bungled the way it was. That's problem number one. If there was something going on with Karzai, then it should have been flushed out before that, and there shouldn't have been stuffing of ballot boxes or bogus procedures, especially when we put so much into this, had troops involved and anteed up so much cash. So here's the question, America. Do you still have the will to fight, be honest, in Afghanistan, or are you saying get out of there? I know it's not about getting out of there, but get out of there. Why are we doing this? 800-259-5791. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the flip side. Plus, Adolf Hitler. Are all things Hitler out of bounds? Think about it.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Cry Me a River, biggest whiners, I think, to date. In fact, I'll go out on a very easy limb and say that. So Cry Me a River is coming up. Also, we're going to hit the mailbag. I know I've gotten a ton of mail from many of you out there. Thank you about lots of things we've talked about. You can send them to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Don't forget to go to the website. The website has been updated with some new things from the show. Blogging, blunder of the day, all that kind of stuff as well. Many of you have sounded off about Afghanistan in the past really month, but particularly over the last couple of days we've been talking a lot about Afghanistan. And in fact, it looks like later this week we're going to have terrorism expert Jeff Atticott back on the show. I mean, he's a guy who will often advise the FBI, et cetera. So we're going to talk to him about Gitmo and the fact that now some of the terror suspects from Gitmo are coming to the U.S. to be tried. But then what ultimately is going to happen to Guantanamo? The January date, there's just no way that's going to make it. There's no way that place is going to close down unless they put everyone on a barge and just let them go round and round, I don't know, round and round the Hudson River. And where that barge ever lands, who knows? So, no, it's going to stay open for a while anyway. We'll ask him about that and what the blowback is there and also what's happening with the CIA and more pictures being released and what's going on with the special prosecutor, which is just so outrageous to me. I just mentioned this. Are you losing the will to stay in Afghanistan? Here's what I would say. There's some people that don't even realize we're in a war. I mean, you know, hey, they'll say nice things about the troops and they'll see occasionally pictures and or see somebody come up to them when they're in the airport. They have a uniform on and they're very polite and everything. But I don't think people realize the toll that this has taken on so many families. You know, it's not like the old form of war. It's not like the ticker tape parades coming back from the shores of Europe in World War II days. It's not like that. It's not like the First World War. And even you could think of, and rightly so, because to me, you learn a lot about warfare if you go back to the Revolutionary War. And we can point to other wars that other countries have fought and what's been the reaction to them and what has their country done and what's the support been like. And a lot of people try to compare what's happening in the Middle East with Iraq, but more, I think, Afghanistan. It's not having some kind of a Vietnam. Now, of course, you had so many troops in Vietnam, and there was the full-fledged war effort, and then the protests, and then the draft dodgers, and you had a draft. So you don't have that because you're talking about people volunteering. We have a military that's a voluntary military right now. In other words, you know this, obviously. There's not a draft, like I just said. So does that make a difference in this whole thing and the perception? Does it just not resonate with people unless you know people that are going or people down the street that have gone or the kid next door, which is the same thing in the neighborhood, but or in the church, people talking to the mother of somebody who just got deployed? And I mean, I certainly know that I have rubbed against enough people in my own personal life where somebody has gone over, whether it was through a connection to somebody or their I was just at a wedding a week ago, and the bride's mother was coming back from Afghanistan to go to the wedding for a couple of days and then poof, go back. And she was a specialist with the Army. So she was going back, and I've had things like that happen which have nothing to do with the radio show. So it goes back to that same thing. Have we lost the will to fight the Taliban, Afghanistan? Is it just not resonating with most Americans? I mean, so much is being spent, and so many lives, frankly, are being risked in continuing to do this. It's not a question, though, about pulling out, because that's Obama, the president, has said that is completely taken off the table. But I think the question becomes, okay, so somehow you have got to get more people in the U.S. on board with this idea, or more support for the whole, what are we doing, what's the strategy, what are the efforts, all that sort of stuff. It has to become a more, something you can see, touch, etc. And to me, it just seems like Play-Doh that's not being formed into anything. It's just sitting there. So the kids are walking away from it, that nobody's paying attention to it. That's what it's like. And it all goes back to the same thing, the lack of strategy. What's the end game? What are we getting out of this? What does the U.S. gain? What do the people gain? What do I gain? What do you gain? What are the families who have made the sacrifices? What are they fighting for? What are they gaining from this? And I would say a lot of people have lost the will to continue to invest in Afghanistan, right? Let me throw out the numbers, because I haven't done that too much during this version of the show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Like I said, I got a bunch of emails on this, and I will get to that a little bit later this hour. Let's go to Scott, who's listening to us in Wisconsin. Hey, Scott, go for it. Give us a good point here.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
I got a couple of points there, dear.
Dear? I haven't been called dear since my 93-year-old grandfather said it to me on the phone, but
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Number one is, remember when Russia fought them? Russia
yes.
fought them for 12 years and lost. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is, I got a cousin that's over in Afghanistan right now, and I pray for him every night. And all the soldiers. But the bottom line is, Kate, they are over there protecting the poppy fields.
Oh, and, absolutely. You have to be wait, let me stop you. You have to be an idiot not to think that that is part of what the equation is over here. Absolutely, that's part of what the deal is. Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with you. Go ahead.
And what they're doing, Kate, is using that drug money to fund our war somewhat, and the bottom line is, if Russia fought them for all those years, and they didn't defeat them, And our country is so far in debt, and we have military around the world. We don't, it's insane to continue to stay over there in that territory where it's nothing but a powder keg, that whole area to blow up.
Yep, you know what, Scott? We're going to end on that note. You made a great point. You did get to a point there. That was a great point. It is a powder keg waiting to explode, and I agree with you. I don't understand why we stay invested in there. That's why I keep saying that. What's the strategy? What's the deal? What are we gaining out of it when the answer is nothing? We're blowing money, and we're risking your cousin's life, people we know, for, again, what? What is the reason? To kill the Taliban, because the Taliban wants to kill the United States. They want to kill the Western ways. Ooh, but wait a second, that's really Al-Qaeda, because they're really the ones that have the tentacles where they have more cells, and Taliban just wants to do their thing in their country or in adjoining countries or whatever, if you believe that. But the bottom line is I think that this is 8 years already done, and now you're talking about the possibility of another decade. And after 18 years, what are we going to say? What is going to happen on shows like this one after 18 years? Is somebody going to come on and say, wow, we won the war, we kicked their rear ends, we have saved Western ways, there's not going to be a lot of these suicide bombers any longer, so we have victory. I mean, I would love to say that. I would love to say that you could say truly and honestly you have victory. But you think of what comes next and where is the investment in human resources from the United States militarily, and what is necessary and what's not necessary, and under what presidency. I mean, ultimately, it seems to me with Obama, initially, yes, Afghanistan is the place. We screwed up. The past administration didn't get their WMDs, so we wasted all that time in Iraq. And now we're moving to Afghanistan. That's where the real action is. Now it's, oops, we really need to be in Pakistan because that's really where the hornet's nest is. Yes, there's that one border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan, but we really need to get Al-Qaeda. See, this isn't roulette. Now you're playing with people's lives, lots of dough. And us, we are the people. We are the government. And what are our thoughts on the investment, continuing to make that investment first in Iraq, then in Afghanistan, and what now in Afghanistan, and then Pakistan? Woo! 800-259-7901. Hang on. Take more calls next round the bend.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did, and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, we have a bunch of calls. We're going to go to Canada twice and Missouri coming up a little bit later in this hour. I already mentioned this. We're going to hit the mailbag for everybody who emailed the show, americatonight.net, plus Cry Me a River is coming up as well. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, in 1776, when George Washington was fighting to get America out of the oppression of England, right? England, at that time, England was like the Taliban. The Taliban is trying to oppress the people of Afghanistan. Sure. England was oppressing Americans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, did a bunch of foreigners, did a bunch of French people come in, or a bunch of Germans, or a bunch of people from wherever, Russians or whatever, did they come in and do all of the fighting for George Washington?
No, we had a little bit of help, but not very much. In fact, when the Americans went to ask for help, when Tom Jefferson and Franklin tried to talk to, some of the other nations to help, they didn't get much help, no.
Yeah, and the only reason that the French helped you is that they wanted to get back at the English. The French hate the English. So George Washington and all the other brave men in the Revolutionary Army, they did all of the fighting themselves, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and so then they appreciated it. You cannot fight for freedom. You know, if you're going to fight, lose a bunch of American and Canadian and English soldiers over there in Afghanistan to give democracy to the freedom, they won't value it. You cannot fight for democracy for somebody else. They've got to fight for themselves. And you know, another thing, you can't fight people that don't wear uniforms. These cotton-picking Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they don't wear uniforms, and they want to be killed. It's hard to fight people that want to be killed, and you don't know who your enemies are. You don't know whether a guy is an Afghani is an ally or an enemy. And, you know, they help out the Americans during the daytime to get all of the foreign aid, the billions of dollars of foreign aid. And then at nighttime, they help out the Taliban because the Taliban are giving them money for the heroin that they're growing.
That's right.
It's absolutely insane. Well, what you should do is just tell the Taliban and Cali, if you even think about committing an act of terrorism against America, we'll come over there and turn your training camps and headquarters and your villages into smoldering parking lots. And that's the only, it worked against the Russians. And also, a couple weeks ago, I told you that most of the Nobel Prizes in medicine were won in the last 30 years were won by Americans.
Right.
And guess who won the Nobel for medicine this past week? It was about a week ago. It was a bunch of three American scientists, because it's not political. Okay, and also, did you hear about that new movie? Have you seen that new movie about the Nobel committee that hands out the Nobel Prizes for Peace? There's a new movie out about those idiots that give out the Nobel Peace Prize to Obama. It's called Our Logic is Cloudy Because There's a Chance We're a Bunch of Meatballs.
Al, thanks. A mouthful. He can tell you a story and get in five different things, I swear, in a minute and a half. All right, what Al said, I think there is some truth to that in talking about the fighting and fighting for yourself versus getting help. And ultimately, what does that mean? And with the Afghani people, that's part of the problem. Member McChrystal, too, has said that. You've got to win over the people. And the people are flipping on the soldiers. Not all of them, but some of them are. And they have two masters. And they want certainly the money from the Taliban, and they don't want to be killed by the Taliban either. So they're playing off both sides. That's a problem. Jeff is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, can I do a little off-the-topic subject, if I can? Healthcare issue?
Sure.
This is what I was thinking about over the week, and now bear with me on this. You're on, all right, this is the government versus public, private, all right. You're on trial for double murder. You face the death penalty. Would you want a public defender who probably doesn't care whether you hang or go free, or you want the best lawyer in the state? Who
I want the best lawyer in the state. I want the best guy because I know I will probably get hung if I have the other guy.
Yeah, none of my liberal friends can answer that question straight for me.
Mm.
It was just a little something interesting I thought about. And another.
Yeah, go ahead.
This whole Russia thing with our nuclear missile sites.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this straight. We sent Hillary Clinton over to Russia to get support for new sanctions on Iran. We withdraw the missile
defense shields.
Yeah, in Europe to do that too, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get that. And to top it off, Russia says no to new sanctions on Iran. And to top that off, now we're going to let Russia inspect our sites. And we don't get nothing from Russia. Is that about it?
That's about it. But the problem is keeping your enemies close, I think. And the idea is to do the delicate dance with the Russians, at least from this administration. But you're right. They're stiff-arming us, yes.
And they're talking about elections in Afghanistan and how they may not be able to work with them. Well, what about the elections in Iran in June?
Mm-hmm. They were a mess, remember? There was all kinds of calls of Ahmadinejad, you know, wasn't really the guy, and there was stuff in
the But we can work with the people in Iran after a fake election, but not Afghanistan.
Right. Well, you know, interesting point. And, of course, with Iran, there's so much bitterness, I think, with Ahmadinejad, and I understand that. Jeff, great call. I understand that with Ahmadinejad, because I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him either. And there is a little bit of a difference between the Iranian election and the Afghanistan election, but guess what they have in common? Corruption. And the great thing that happened in Iran, of course, which is a much more civilized society than Afghanistan, obviously, there's a big difference in the economy, et cetera, is that the people... there was an uprising of the people that we don't want to take this crap anymore, and they started to march in the streets. And, of course, that was shut down, but there still are people that are fighting and that it's bubbling up. And that's when you get change, when there's enough voices that perhaps that they continue to do that and find ways to to protest against the form of government that they have now, which is really a dictatorship of many of the clerics, and of course Ahmadinejad, really the ultimate guy. Jerry in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I take our presence, you know, in the Middle East from this angle. I think our troops and NATO troops and Asian troops, whoever, whichever troops want to fight this Islamic, radical Islamic threat, should be involved. So I think we're actually needed somewhere in the Middle East, not to mention Pakistan's nukes, but also, just the threat of total domination by this radical Islamic, movement, across Europe and into North American continent. There are like 600,000, Muslims there in, Canada, I believe in the, Ontario province. And I'm not saying they're terrorists. I don't think they're terrorists, but they're just all over, and they still have that Quran that tells them to dominate, you know, the world. Now, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, has a terrorist map where the terrorists are in the United States. There are about 19 different named terrorist-type cells in 32 of our cities, scattered, you know, throughout 32 of our cities. One right here in Missouri, southern part of Missouri. I believe Columbia is it. And there's, I think, some in Chicago. These people really are a threat, and we have to be there. I don't know what we can do to halt their advance or let them know that we are not going to let them advance across Europe and get into the United States. But somehow NATO and America and maybe Asian countries, they have to figure out a way to let these people know they are not going to occupy and dominate the world with their Sharia law and their Sharia banking and their Sharia everything. That is just oppression. And that's why I support our presence in that part of the world.
All right, Jerry, thanks for the opinion. Yeah. Okay, so Jerry's saying, listen, she's right about the terrorist cells, by the way. We've talked about this before. I've talked about cities, obviously Detroit and Dallas. There's some in New Jersey. There's some homegrown, some with ties to Pakistan or the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or whatever. A lot, though, are radicalized in prison. It just depends on who we're talking about. When we've seen this, obviously, what happened with the Denver driver, and also what happened in Dallas with the kid, which what do a lot of these people have in common? It's ridiculous that we don't even know when somebody's on a visa and they haven't gone back. Oops, your visa expired, but you're still here. Oh, and you're trying to blow up a building in one of our cities. So, of course, terrorism is an elusive thing to fight, but you have to follow the money. You have to, I think, go after, you have to have people in your CIA and your FBI that are skilled in assimilating, in getting involved in mosques who are dirty, mosques where there are dirty players, and that they're looking to do damage in the United States, which we know that exists. And certainly in the Middle East, you have to have people that speak Farsi and Arabic. That's important. But guess what? Because we're jacking with our CIA, a lot of the best people aren't going into the CIA. I'm not saying none, because there are some great minds, investigative minds, who are putting the dots together and trying to cooperate with even with other agencies. But that's part of the deal here. Part of the deal is, Jerry, you got to remember this, is really a lot of it has to do with catching the people that are part of the groundswell. And that's not necessarily with no strategy on the ground in Afghanistan, where the Russians couldn't win, Alexander the Great couldn't win, and the people are flipping on our soldiers, plus the rules of engagement. Ooh, hands tied, can't do this. Ooh, can't get air support. We're screaming for helicopters, and everybody's dying around us. Guess what? They are shooting us with rocket launchers from the mosque and in the mountaintops. I mean, that's not fair. That's not good warfare. And are the troops really getting the support? And you have to honestly say they're not getting the support. They're not getting the things that they need if this was going to be a, quote, full-on war, right? And is it really even winnable in Afghanistan? And is that where the action is? 800-259-5791. More on the flip side.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the things, hear you call the phone more. I like to reggae, but you dance sad for me.
All right, we got a lot of callers on the line here on America Tonight. Kate hanging out with all of you. We're going to try to squeeze everybody in. Sam, Mark, Mike, Stu, hang on. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Your thoughts on Afghanistan and you and Canada, what Canada's doing, which not very many troops there right now.
Okay, we have a commitment to 2011. But if there is an election called, who knows? I mean, if Harper gets in, fine, they're staying, but if, let's say, the Liberals get in, that's the, you know, that's one of the opposition parties, who knows? You know what I'm saying? So it's like some of the troops are holding their breath, but recently, this just past week, they just showed a whole bunch of troops coming in from, you know, coming back from Afghanistan. For some of them, it was their third and fourth tours. And one parent said, enough already, enough already because, you're driving me crazy. But then the son said, hey, Mom, it's what I want to do. So it's like it's damned if you do and damned if you don't, you know, on this. And, you know, with a country like Canada, we've lost like 127 troops. And, you know, it's becoming so mundane. At the beginning, it used to be front page news or the headline on the beginning of, let's say, of a newscast. Now it's like, okay, you know, another Canadian, I mean, I'm not trying to, it's the way
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, the way the news is treating it, it's like, okay, it's like, We'll put it as a third and fourth story after the old, you know, after the old lady got her purse stolen, you know, story, you know, stuff like that. So it's like, and one of the news channels used to cover the arrival of bodies, but now it's like ho-hum, another, you know, another one of those things.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. There's fatigue. Sam, thanks. We're going to go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Let me speak. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Really quick, the lady that called, she was very, very informative, very, very smart. I hope she calls the show again. But, you know, Kate, let me start this phone call by saying this. What are we fighting in Afghanistan for? I'll answer that question when I finish the phone call. I don't know if you've heard today, there was an attack near Baluchistan in Iran.
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Apparently now, people are concerned about homicide bombers. Just to mention a name, John Fasher does a show in New York here. He had actually mentioned that. He said, be careful, America, the suicide bombers are coming. I've been telling you that for years. It's only a matter of time. Just really quick, around the horn, the woman, Anita Dunn, the spokesman, have you heard about the stuff that she's a spokesman for Obama, she's going at the Fox News? My point is, when I ask the question, what are you fighting for? This woman admires communists. And I can't stand the fact that she purses her lips and sticks her tongue out every time she tries to make a sentence. A really intelligent, smart woman, but with the facial tic and everything else, it drives me nuts. I wanted to punch the television when I saw this woman. But when I saw her, she praised Mao Zedong, a communist. This whole administration is lined up with communists. And I'm asking the troops, for God bless you all, what are you fighting for? The fellow I had a cousin in Afghanistan, he said, you know, they're protecting the poppy seeds. Well, we've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about health care. Let me just, I don't want to go on and on. We can't even pay for what we have now, the unfunded mandates. Where are we going to get our money? Our country is being brought down right in front of our eyes. And did you hear about this hedge fund manager who was sitting down with Hank Paulson recently?
Yes.
He's feeding money to the Tamil Tigers. So you got guys on Wall Street screwing us. You got Wall Street guys screwing us and taking the money and giving it to our known enemies all around the world. What a guy's name is coming to our country, Kate? I don't have any answers. I don't, okay? But why do we have to have these guys dying here to protect Sharia law in Afghanistan? I know that woman wanted to, protect the people that are there, and she agrees with the mission. But for God's sakes, we already have Sharia law. We're talking about guys in a cage. I told you before, and more information is coming out. The guys are already here in this country. The cells are already here. They want you to mention about all these cells around the country.
Yeah, there's no question, Mark. They're already here. I have lots of information on that. I've talked about that throughout. You know that. You and I have been talking about that for 3 years. We've talked about where they are, what we know about it. Mark, thanks for the call. We're going to fly to Mike, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kate. This is Mike again from St. Louis. I talked to you last week about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I listen to you every week. I actually got a few things to say. Some's opinion and some's what I really think. We've been at war plenty of times. America has fought and won many wars. What I believe is that we got innocent soldiers dying to protect innocent people. Well, that happened in Japan. It happened in Germany. What I believe we need to do is drop some bombs and then send our troops over to clean it up. We get in the war in less than 16 hours by sending some B-2s out of Knob Noster, Missouri. Also, what I believe is Patton said, you know, a true hero doesn't die for their country. They cause the enemy to die for their country. And Patton was one of the greatest generals of World War One and Two, you know. The other point I want to get on, this is just a theory that I think, you know, I believe that we have a man in charge of this country that's a socialist fascist that's disarming our country and our nations and our friendly nations, and he's destroying our economy and breaking our economy and turning family and friends against each other over petty views. But the things he's doing are going to change and destroy our country dramatically. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy the things that are happening, Mike. Obviously, thanks. You have the passion, too. We can feel it when you call. We appreciate your support of the show. It's crazy the things that are happening, and Mark was talking about that as well, trying to connect all the dots and follow the money, and that's what it's about, absolutely. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate, I just wanted to say something. Last week, and I went out and had a couple drinks, and I was talking to some guys who were getting ready to go to Afghanistan. God bless them and their families. These are guys that have real passion. They believe in what they're doing, and they all have the same thing. The only thing that scares the living hell out of them is they don't feel like they have a country or a Congress or Senate or a president that is behind him 110%. And you can't go over, you can't do anything if you don't have support.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing in the world. When these guys go over there and they don't feel like they have their commander in chief support, then they're pretty much up creek without a paddle. You know what I'm getting at?
Oh, absolutely, and it definitely feels that way. That's why I said that. Has America just, are we just sick of it, and there's no direction? What's happened after 8 years? What happens now? Is it another 10 years? Nobody wants to see their son, God forbid, come back in a body bag, but if he does, boy, you would want that there would be something that would matter, that would happen for the people. Yes, a cause.
You want
absolutely
a cause. And for people who are totally against war, don't believe we have any right in any of these places, I invite any of them to go find you some veterans that's been there, some soldiers that's been there on one turn and going back on another tour, And a lot of these guys have signed up to go back on several tours. They're not signed up to go back on several tours because it's a walk in the Rose Garden. They're going back to sign up on several tours because they believe they belong there. The sad part is they can't get the airstrikes. They can't get the government behind them.
Yep.
They can't get their own country behind them. And it's going to be another war like Vietnam, which, God forbid, was ridiculous the way these guys were done. So it's really a sad thing, and it's just, I mean, it really just ticks me off some days. And I talk to these guys don't even have to go. Two of these guys enlisted just 2 years ago. They didn't have to sign up. They signed up because they're doing what they think is right for this country. And that takes some real big cojones to know that you're going to a war when you sign up for the U.S. military and you're proud to do it and you have every feeling that you are doing the right thing.
Then you don't get the backup, and that's the sad thing.
Man, it is tough and it's sad and as far as Anita
Dunn, yeah.
She picks her philosopher as if he was he's a murderer. Her favorite philosopher.
I know, I was shocked
by
that.
And Bush picked Jesus as his favorite philosopher, and he was dogged by CNN and PMSNBC and all of them. And it pisses me off when I hear that. So I appreciate you, Kate. I want to tell you right quick, I had a great weekend. I stayed at home with my baby most of the weekend. I want to have a few drinks Saturday. But other than that, I stayed at home. I played with my baby. Man, they are so much fun at that age. But then I look at my 17-year-old and I think, God, thank you. One more year. So,
one more year, and I got to raise another one.
Yeah, with a 17-year-old, I'm starting to push towards the next one now.
I love it.
Have a good week, honey.
All right, you too. Drive safely. I say it often, but it was Harry Truman that said, you know, war is hell, and there's no question about it. It certainly is. But it's a question of, is it worth it?
Climb up back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.